Some of the most valuable companies in America get specific about why they oppose the Trump administration's new limits on refugees and immigration. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The technology industry has shown up in force against the federal government's travel ban. Late last night, nearly 100 companies filed a legal brief asserting that the order is a, quote, significant departure from the principles of fairness and predictability. Marketplace's Jed Kim has been looking at the document and joins us live. Jed?
The amicus brief filed last night is intended to inform the court that's considering the ban's legality. And for the tech companies who signed it, it's also a line in the silica, a public statement meant for more than just the court's eyes. A significant part of the tech workforce comes from outside the U.S., and the companies say the ban is discriminatory and would make it difficult to compete when it comes to hiring needed talent, not to mention attracting business and investment. 97 companies are part of the filing, including several major ones: Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft. Amazon is not, though its owner has signaled support for other lawsuits against the ban. The Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals is considering the case. Its decision is expected within days. If it sticks with its temporary halt banning the ban, the case would likely move to the Supreme Court.
All right. Marketplace's Jed Kim in Los Angeles. Thank you. Let's check the live markets here. The 100-share index in London is up about 0.2%, not quite. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are hardly changed right now. For instance, the Dow future down just 4 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 2.45%. The biggest producer of chickens destined for the broil, Tyson Foods, reports profits later today. It'll be especially interesting to see what Tyson says about its export markets in the near future, given President Trump's more combative stance toward some key trade partners. Mexico is the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. poultry products, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
A trade war with Mexico could hurt U.S. broiler chicken producers. Russell Whitman is with the commodity research company Urner Barry.
If you take the top five destinations for broiler exports, and you add up, you know, the total volume there, 50% of that would be going to Mexico.
And we export a lot of turkey meat south of the border, too. Whitman says if we sell less poultry to Mexico,
it'll have to be marketed somewhere, and a lot of that will likely come right back here at the United States.
He says that increased supply could push prices down. That's bad for producers. Jeffrey Dorfman is an economist at the University of Georgia. He says U.S. poultry producers could find new export markets.
The dilemma is that since the transportation cost is higher to every place that isn't Mexico, you do get a little bit of a lower net price.
Many in agriculture also worry about our trade relationship with China. It's also an important market for U.S. products, including poultry. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Now to the journalist who drove 12,000 miles across an American landscape furrowed with the economic insecurity that in part drove the Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders phenomena. Sarah Van Gelder, co-founder of Yes Magazine, found people not immobilized by the challenges, but hard at work fixing them. Her new book is called The Revolution Where You Live, and its stories remind me of what the famed San Francisco newsman Scoop Nisker used to say: if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. Sarah, good to talk to you.
I'm glad to be here, David.
So if you don't like the economy, make a different one locally? That's what you found examples of?
That's exactly what I found. I spent a lot of the time, I was on my road trip in the Rust Belt, and it's a region, as you know, that's had huge economic conundrums and has also been a big player in the recent election. And yeah, I found people who are creating wonderful innovations that combine both an economic foundation, but also a way of coming out and being part of a community that were just bringing people a lot of joy.
You found these examples of people who are not just waiting for national policy to fix these things.
So we have, for example, in Cincinnati, Ohio, we have an adjacent rural community where we can be doing our own farming and we can be bringing those things that we grow and produce into the city and distribute them ourselves. We can be doing weatherization of homes. We can do that ourselves, and we can reap the benefit both of the jobs for people who may not be highly skilled workers but are willing to go out there every day and get some stuff done.
I have to ask you this. I mean, you spent all those miles in that four-cylinder pickup truck of yours. You know, a lot of time to consider the effects of the projects that you found and the wonderful people that you met. You get to Detroit. Do you feel that the good people that you found who've been doing sustained work sometimes for decades, isn't it ultimately nibbling around the edges? I mean, is that going to fix Detroit?
It's a good question. Detroit has so many big problems. The automobile industry moved away, left a lot of people jobless. There was white flight that also left a lot of land abandoned. And at the same time, people are finding creative things to do that range from low tech, like urban farming, all the way up to high tech, like building 3D computer-generated fabrication. So there's something about the space that's created where people can step into that space and have the opportunity to create something new.
Sarah Van Gelder is co-founder and editor-at-large at Yes Magazine, where the journalism highlights innovative approaches to social problems. Her chronicle of her 12,000-mile road trip is called The Revolution Where You Live. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
And while many weren't looking, Europe's economy has been healing itself. The Financial Times front page today notes that the countries that use the euro have just posted 14 straight quarters of economic growth, and business sentiment is running strong. This despite the UK fixing to leave the EU and strength in the US economy getting so much of the attention. But let's not forget the EU's economy is also uneven. Unemployment in Spain was above 18% last month. And did we mention our friends in Greece? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.